play back like Anton, who flashed some big play capabilities last year and helped you on special teams the past few years?
Yeah, the speed is, I think, the first thing that jumps out when you talk about Anton. And then the big plays and trying to feature him in unique ways. He certainly, you know, not just as a ball carrier, but out of the backfield, catching screens. And then I think on teams, you know, really one of the guys we're completely counting on. He's such a factor along with Eric Weems, the speed, the attitude, the toughness. So it's been awesome getting him back into the mix here starting this week.
What were some of the themes of practice today? You all were did some third down stuff last week. What were you all trying to work on
today?
Yeah,
the emphasis for today, we had another third down competition at the end of practice. We had about 10 plays and just went back and forth from different down and distances. And then we went a two-minute at the end of the game. So we did a scenario where we were down 14-16 with no timeouts and then trying to work into field goal range. And then we worked on some sideline plays where, you know, it was 14 seconds, no timeouts, how can we work the clock. So basically just trying to create scenarios and situations for the guys where we can put them into as many competitive two-minute and end-of-half and end-of-game situations as we can. And honestly, it's one of the best parts of practice.
We saw Bradford with the pick there during that period. Who were some of the other guys that made some plays for you there?
Well, I certainly thought from the – in the secondary, I thought Robert Alford, you know, I felt his speed, and I felt Phillip Adams from the outside. The tight ends have been continuing to impress, you know, with Jacob Tammy and Tony Moyaki. There have been some that have jumped out to me. And it was nice to see we had who missed a little bit of time last week with the rookie premier, Justin Hardy and Tevin Coleman. So it was great to get them back acclimated. Those were a few that jumped out. And we're trying to find out in this time of year all the different things that these guys can do. So it's an important time for us to find out as much as we can about the guys. And moving forward, there's a lot to learn. And each day, you know, we're trying to find out more and more about the guys.
Impressions of Chris Chester and what he was able to provide, and not just provide today, but retain from him playing under Kyle and that system in Washington.
Yeah, I think from the, you know, in terms of understanding the system with, you know, one meeting to go out and execute the way that he did, I think when I watched from tape from last year and we, you know, had him down in here for a workout, it was the movement, you know, and when you're playing an outside zone scheme, those are the things, you know, from the line that you like to see. So love the competition at the position, both at guard, at tackle, at center, and just trying to find the right group of guys and how we can best compete together. But for his first day, I thought he did a really good job.
Talk a little bit about the Hegeman and how he's been moving a little bit on the defensive line, playing some different spots.
Yeah, and I think it's that initial quickness that he has for such a big guy. So we tried him at the 3 technique in our base package. I think he has enough size to play the defensive end, but it's the length and the speed that he has. So how fast can he come off the ball? And he can be really disruptive doing that. So both in our base package and our nickel package, I've been quite impressed by him and the start he's had so far.
Why did the Falcons move so quickly to release Shimbo?
Well, we felt it was best for us to handle the things that we could on the field and then also best for him to handle things he needed to do off the field.
How does that impact your plans defensively to lose that player?
Well, we never like to have, you know, somebody not be a part of what we're doing. I think, if, you know, from everybody looking from inside out or from outside in, we've got a pretty unique thing going here. And so we're bummed he's not going to be able to be a part of it. But there are a terrific number of guys here ready to go.
Hagman talked about his comfort in the 4-3 scheme.
Sure.
For you guys. Is that translating onto the field?
You know, I can't speak for the past, you know, in terms of him playing. From him watching out and the clips that I saw, you know, just it was that initial quickness. And I think it goes all the way, even when we evaluate him in the field goal block. It's this penetration, the ability for him to go and create and disrupt. For that size guy, he's got really good quickness. So we're going to try and utilize it and feature it in every way that we can. So I've been pleased by his progress so far in terms of picking up the system and doing the things that we're asking him to do in this system.
Coach, how important is patience on both sides of the ball as you guys try to get the guys to learn new things on both sides?
Not very, I would say, in terms of the patience. but however, that said, I think part by design, the scheme part on both sides of the ball, this is our second time going through, you know, the install. And as we get into training camp, it'll be the third time going through it. So we'll be at our best when we can really take out the thinking and not hesitate and really go and attack. And so that's what we're doing right now. So the times that we're still learning, still figuring out some of the keys and some of the reads, we can see that hesitation. And so by the reps, by the execution, that's when we can really play at our best. When that anticipation's happening, okay, this play's about to happen, I'm going to go make it. And so that's what we're looking for from the guys right now.
What did you guys identify in Justin Durant, especially considering, you know, he had his season shortened last year with an injury? He said that a big reason he wanted to come here was because of watching your scheme from afar. What did you identify in him that made you feel like he could be a big part of your scheme?
Yeah, I think when you watch the inside linebackers and you play in a three deep or a man-to-man system, it's that quickness to close. So oftentimes in a three deep system where what he plays as a what we call a hook player, where he's got some depth, 10 to 12, and how fast he can close on a running back or on a tight end in the pass game, those are the things we saw so much. We saw him as a good blitzer. And I think more than anything, it was just that attitude, that speed that he played with. You know, you just knew how to feature him and where he could be at his best. So those were some of the things that we saw on his tape, and it certainly has carried through. It's been awesome having him out here on the practice field.
Words he used was fair, that, you know, coming here, everybody will have a fair shot to earn a spot. How important is that for you to know that players think that way, you know, coming in, you know, to a new regime?
Yeah, I'm glad that he did say that, because at the end of the day, it's all about our competition. And so really wherever you came from, whether you were a free agent or a undrafted college free agent or a draft pick or guy who's been on the team, it's how quick we can all gel together, and the opportunities will be there for everybody. So that's why we throw guys into the fire to see what they can do and see how they handle themselves in certain situations. I've been really impressed by Justin so far. His leadership, his mindset, his attitude, he's going to be somebody that we're totally counting on.
We talk about players transitioning to a new coaching staff and a new scheme, but how about from the coach's perspective, you transitioning to new players yourself?
Yeah, and that was really the biggest challenge for me and for our staff, to say, how fast can we get connected with the guys here, and how fast can we get to know them better than we ever have? And so for the players, also for them, they've got to open up, and, you know, so we get a better chance to understand them and practice at their fastest pace. So we have a real understanding of all the unique stuff that they have. So, what a unique group of guys, you know, to be around, and you can tell how hungry they are and want to be good. So I hope you got a sense for that from, you know, in terms of the way they work out at practice.
Coach LaFleur mentioned that this is the most tight-knit group of coaches he's been around since day one. Do you feel that kind of camaraderie amongst the coaches here?
Yeah, and I think the players do too. You know, like for us to be tight, you know, we've got to have offensively, defensively, both staffs being able to work across, as we call it, like across the table, you know, sharing ideas, sharing information, so our coaching staff will be at our best, for us in turn to be at our best for the players. That's really what it's about, how tight we can get as coaches to be at our best for the guys.
Could you talk about, you know, you talked about hooking up with Coach Shanahan, you know, during the process over the last 18 months or so. How's that going with his offense and the installation over there with him, you know, now that you've actually hit the ground and started doing some work together?
It's been a terrific, you know, partnership for he and I to get together. We knew, you know, from a system standpoint, that was, you know, the scheme that we wanted to go at and tack with. Most importantly, it's been the guys, you know, and the players, to see, you know, how quickly they've adapted to this system and have the belief in it. So I couldn't have been more thrilled with the work that the coaches are doing. And then in turn, the players, you know, they have worked extremely hard this offseason. We challenged them early on, can you have the best offseason you ever had? That's learning a new system. That's finding as much you can out about the coaches. That's how tight can our team get. And we're well on our way to doing that.